What I'm going to do tonight here on our pre-show, welcome to the pre-show. What I'm going to do in the show is I'm going to basically repeat what I did last night, and the file of which I deleted like a fucking Dumkopf. I can't tell you anything more than that. What is this doing open? God damn it. I deleted the goddamn file. Just one of those times where you're opening and you're closing windows and I don't need this, I don't need that, I don't need it. And boom, next thing you know, you've just deleted the whole goddamn fucking show. Excuse my French. Excuse my French. You remember Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas? You know, exacto fucking mundo, excuse my French. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to our pre-show, guys. It won't be a very long pre-show. All kinds of shit went wrong. I mean, the show's fine, but all kinds of background shit went wrong. The video didn't get recorded again, and I did a separate video. I'm doing a separate pre-show. Basically, what happened was, you know, yesterday I deleted the goddamn show. I had to do everything all over again. And I don't know, man, whether I'm still suffering from some of the effects of the anesthesia from the surgery last week. It's been over a week, but I just let a whole bunch of stuff, if you'll pardon the expression, fall through the cracks. And as a result, everything's being done piecemeal here, man. Like, I'm doing this pre-show piecemeal. I got a commercial that I did. I'm going to have to do a promo for the show. Oh, my God. And we have a commercial for Better Health. Very good sponsor. I'm very happy that they're with us. But this is going to take a lot of editing, as usual. And I was bitching on the video today. And I'll just bitch to you guys about Jackie. You know, she's in Germany now, visiting her aunt. And she's with her son, Ryan. And they're having a good time. You know, they're having a good trip, but she got sick, man. As soon as she got there, within 24 hours, she comes down with some goddamn flu. And it's no secret, man. She's flying through 4 goddamn airports, 2 different continents, all kinds of goddamn people, breathing the air of all kinds of human beings. She winds up getting sick, man. Well, there's a no-brainer. Gee, I wonder how that happened. You know, I can't say anything to her because she's extremely, Jackie is, she's an alpha dog just like me. And, you know, you can make that kind of a relationship work, but one or the other or both have to know when to back down and let the other person just kind of just not take control so much as just get said what the fuck it is they want to say. Because I've been in relationships with women in this business, in the radio business, in entertainment business. So, and they're all, by definition, you have to be kind of the lead dog in the pack, man. You have to be that alpha dog. You know what the fuck you're doing, and you've been doing it, and you're the head of your own gang, and you're the president of your own company, and no goddamn man's going to come in and tell you how to do it. I can dig it. I understand that, you know. So down to the course of many years, I've tried to learn to refine my approach a little bit. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with having a little more confidence. You know, you got a big ego, but if you can't listen to somebody, you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself. If you get insecure listening to someone just sort of sound off, and learning how to humor them. And I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, like in my relationship with Jackie, I'm lying to her. I'm not doing any of that. But I just know how to say, yeah, 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 cool, cool, cool. And you may want to try this. You may want to try that. You know, you're not going to sit there and lay down the fucking law. It just doesn't work that way with people like that, with people that kind of personality, you know. So she goes to Europe and she gets sick and she flies without a mask. And she's doing, I'm not going to sit there and go, I told you so. You should have done this. And no, I didn't say shit, man. Really? You're sick? Yeah. Yeah. Well, the way I put it was, it's not surprising. Well, you know, why do you say, well, I mean, look, you know, honey, you're no mask and you're flying to 2 continents. And, you know, you put it that way, they're going to go, well, yeah, you're making some sense there. But then you shut up. You don't go any further with it. You don't go, see? And another thing you should do, you just keep your fucking mouth shut. And and let them do what they're going to do. You know, she's flying over to Europe. She's with an aunt that she has not met before. This is her mother's sister. And this is the first time that Jackie's meeting this woman in a foreign country. You know, this is a strange environment. This is a foreign environment for her. She's with Ryan, which I'm very grateful he went. So he's kind of, you know, he's got her back. But, you know, this is an older woman, too. And she's being the host, or the hostess for her relatives from America. And it's probably a grind on her. So Jackie said to me today, we're going to go rent a car tomorrow and, you know, see what there is to see. I'm like, great, man. Just, you know, make sure that you're, what did I say to her? I said, rather than tell her what to do, I said, you know what? I can, Federal Express, I can overnight to you guys anything you fucking need. Because she was talking about needing emergency and all that shit. They don't have that stuff in Germany. At least they didn't have it in the pharmacies that she was visiting over there. I said, anything you want, I can put it in a fucking overnight and I can send it to you. She goes, no, it's too much money. And by the time we come back to the States, it'll be arriving. I said, no, I can get it to you. I can overnight it. Oh my God, that's going to cost a lot of money. I said, I don't care. I mean, if you need it, not a big fucking thing. I can do 2-day delivery if you want. And then you'll have everything you need. I can go to the pharmacy and just pick up all this shit. And it's like, no. Okay, so fine. So great. There, I offered. She says, no. I don't push the fucking issue, man. And that is how you do that, man. You just suggest. You don't push it. You just go, oh, all right. I hope you feel better. I love you. And et cetera, and so on and so forth. All right, let's get into this damn show.